Good morning. It is day three. Wonderful Wednesday here at the Spring Share-a-thon 2024 Mater Dei Radio. My name's Brian Howell from Salt and Light Catholic Radio over in Boise, Idaho. So happy to be here to host Spring Share-a-thon. I've been incredibly touched and inspired by the stories that we have heard over the last couple of days, and to be able to spend that last hour with Leonardo DeFilippis, it was just a great way to kick off day three of Spring Share-a-thon. And we've got some tremendous guests coming up today. So what I would encourage you to do is to get on the phone, 888-823-5286, make that pledge of support, and then just kick back, relax, and enjoy the rest of Spring Share-a-thon, because it's just going to continue to get better. And you don't want to miss anything.
I love that plan.
And some people have already taken advantage of that and got their pledge out of the way.
I want to say the streak is alive, Brian. We have hit every hourly goal, including that last one. And just, woo, by the skin of our teeth, we needed $50 there right at the close. And we got a phone call at the end for $50.
Oh, so we got it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
That's a $2,000 hour, which turns into a $4,000 hour with the match. Want to thank Tan in Portland and Our Lady LeBanc. Thank you for giving us a call, Tan. Also, Julie, who goes to St. Mary's in Mount Angel. Julie lives in Silverton. Thank you so much, Julie. And we heard from them at 888-823-5286. You can also go online and make that gift, MatreDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. New hour, new goal, $3,000 dollar for dollar match in honor of our esteemed next guest and all the folks in KMME. We're going to try to get the South Valley going this morning, and I'll let you introduce our very special guest. I'd just love to hear his voice.
Oh, you know, we love to talk about Leonardo, how he comes, and he's just got this voice of clarity. He's trained to do these beautiful Shakespearean plays. Well, today's guest, he elevates us to with his beautiful voice. Father John Boyle joining us on the phone down from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Cottage Grove. Good morning, Father Boyle.
You too, and you have an accent as well, believe it or not.
I do. I'm from Southern California. I've heard I have a California accent, to those compared here. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, as we were getting ready to talk with you this morning on the air, I pulled up Our Lady of Perpetual Help webpage, and I said, well, I'm going to open up the bulletin to see what they've got going on.
Yeah.
There were pages, women's walking group in faith, a men's group joining together, parents baptizing their children, their classes are coming up. And then there's the Hispanic ministry. You have such an active parish there. And what I think is beautiful is you have both Spanish speakers and English speakers. And while some might think that is a challenge to try to bring these two cultures together, you do it so beautifully there at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Tell our listeners a little bit about the congregation that you serve there down in Cottage Grove.
Well, thank you, Brenda, for your compliments. We're very mixed. A lot of Anglos, of course, but Hispanic now, which is people sometimes think Hispanic is just Mexican. But that's far from the case. We have Spanish speakers from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, of course, a huge number of Mexicans as well. And, you know, some of these groups speak other languages apart from Spanish, and some of them don't, you know, Spanish is not their first language, so sometimes they're trying... one spouse is interpreting for the other, even when I'm trying to communicate in Spanish. But very rich, very beautiful, very colorful. The Guatemalans especially wear very colorful outfits, both the men and the women. And although we don't have Spanish mass on a regular basis, we do find that the idea of the parish being one family is certainly meeting with some success, in that you know, everyone mingles with one another, I think there is a very beautiful thing going on here. Thanks be to God and to very dedicated parishioners, you know, who really put their time into making the parish that sort of family experience. And talking of family experience, I mean, we have such a lot of babies and young children now in the parish, and often kind of joke, but it's kind of serious as well. If you want to a quiet mass, you better avoid the 10:30 Sunday morning mass, because you're going to find babies in the mass, which is splendid, because as I often remind them, you know, a parish that isn't crying is dying. So there's you know, talking of hope as the theme of the Share Fund, there's great hope.
So where I'm from in the Diocese of Boise, I believe almost half of the Catholics in the state of Idaho are Hispanic, and we are blessed at Salt and Light to be able to offer both English and Spanish radio to Southern Idaho. And so what I have been tremendously blessed with to learn about the Hispanic culture is A, their dedication to their families, but then B, yes, of course, Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes, very much so. And we've just got a new image of Our Lady Guadalupe in a more prominent place in the church than the previous one. And it's very touching to see, you know, the candles burning in the church after people have gone. I often come back into the church on a Sunday afternoon and when it's quiet, you know, and just see the votive lights burning that people have lit earlier in the day. Very devotional people, very devotional.
Those are very beautiful devotionals, and I love the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In fact, in the morning blend, we were just recently talking about the image of Our Lady for the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, we know the story. Juan Diego, after seeing Our Lady, opened his tilma and the roses fell out. So you will often see the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe with roses in front of her. But in certain communities, and I think Our Lady of Perpetual Help is one of those that has such a prominent Hispanic community, they don't just bring a vase of roses. There are hundreds and hundreds of roses around the front, up the sides, around the top. I mean, that is a dedication, not just a little bit, but overflowing with roses. Is that the case there in Cottage Grove?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do. Yes, certainly. They love adorning the image, and we have a celebration on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe with a procession as well, and then, you know, lovely food afterwards, and the people dress up in Our Lady of Guadalupe outfits. So their faith becomes very manifest, you know, to see a young, you know, teenage boy dressed up in you know, a shirt with Our Lady of Guadalupe emblazoned on the front is, you know, it's very moving to see. But, you know, I would say as someone from the other side of the pond, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe is not just the star of the evangelization of the Americas. She was very important in the history of Europe. Her image was born by the naval fleet at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. Which was a very significant battle, you know, when Europe was being threatened with invasion by the Moors, and when the Pope asked all of Christendom to pray the Rosary, and even though the Christian naval fleet was hopelessly outnumbered, thanks to the praying of the Rosary and bearing the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, you know, on the naval fleet, the Christian fleet won the victory, and Europe was saved from a Moorish invasion at that time. And of course, you know, at that time Europe was losing Catholics because of the Reformation, and at the same time the number of people being converted to the Catholic faith in the Americas more than, if you want to speak in those terms, compensated for the loss of the faithful too, because of the Protestant Reformation. Thanks to the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe there at Tepeyac, evangelization was facing great difficulties, but thanks to Our Lady of Guadalupe's appearance in Tepeyac as a mezquita, you know, she, as one of the local people, she became the great star of the evangelization there.
No doubt, and in fact, after her appearance, millions, were evangelized and brought into the faith, and only Our Lady is able to do that. And of course, I love also the name of Our Lady, Perpetual Help. What is perpetual? You think about that. eternal.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Always. She will always be our help. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about your patron, Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Well, it goes back to an icon probably around the 15th century or so. And it has an interesting history because it was stolen by a merchant in 1498 and brought by him from Crete to Rome. And then it was he fell seriously ill, and then he wanted it to go to a church where it could once again be seen by all the faithful. And he died, and the image was placed in the Church of St. Matthew in Rome. And then that church was destroyed in 1798, and the picture kept safe. And it was only when a new church was eventually built that the image came once again to be noticed. And it was entrusted to the Redemptorists in the Church of St. Alphonsus in Rome. And so the Redemptorists spread the devotion. The Pope asked the Redemptorists to spread the devotion all around the world. And it's actually very beautiful in the church there of St. Alphonsus in Rome. You can... very beautifully illuminated. It just shines out, you know, with its gold colors and spread throughout the world. And I was raised with a devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help as a child, because there was a Redemptorist church not far from where we lived in London. My dad particularly used to, but all the family, we used to go there for the novenas of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So I kind of feel like, you know, bookends of my life. In a sense, you know, my life was very much informed by Our Lady of Perpetual Help as a child. We had the image in our house. And here I am now in my latter years of life, pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help here in Cottage Grove. It's a very beautiful devotion.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to go to a break to give you the opportunity to make that pledge of financial support and know that your gift is going to be doubled. But you have to call now, 888-823-5286. If you're down there in KMME country, we need to hear from you this morning, please, at 888-823-5286, or go online, MantraDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. We'll be back with more with Father John Boyle after this break as Day 3, Wonderful Wednesday of the Spring Charathon continues on Mantra Day Radio. That number once again, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or you can make that safe, secure donation online at our website, materdayradio.com, or use that free Hail Mary Media app. And we have matching funds on the table. Dollar for dollar, we will match your gift up to $3,000. We need to hear that phone ring, please, as we're already a third of the way through this hour. Things have been a little bit quiet, so let's pick up the pace, folks, at 888-823-5286. We do have a couple of gifts here for Wonderful Wednesday. We have these St. Joseph the Protector cross and card sets. Well, we only have 50 of them, but if you can give it a level of $120 or more, you can pick one of those up, and you can see this at the website, materdayradio.com. But it's just beautiful, the cross and card set. And then know that $120, it's going to be doubled. And we haven't talked about the prayer shawls yet, a gift of $750 or more. We have Marine Haven, God's Rainbow, Rose Garden, and Star of the Sea. And if you would like to see these beautiful prayer shawls, again, you can see pictures at materdayradio.com, and know that $750 gift will also be doubled, and we'll be able to get a lot closer to that goal of $3,000 before the top of the hour. KMME Country, this is your time to shine, Cottage Grove. Let's hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286.
Your pastor is on, Father John Boyle, so let's get the phones ringing. $3,000 straight match. And you know, when you make your pledge, at no matter what the level, if you want to pay it all up front or break it up, so let's say, you know what, I'm able to give $10 a month. Well, we'll receive that over the next year, but that match of $120 comes right away to Mater Dei Radio. What portion can you take? Come on, Father John Boyle is on. Let your friends know. Get online and tell them, hey, Bob, our pastor is on. It is time for us to support Mater Dei Radio while he is on the air. Father John Boyle, thank you so much for joining us. So now you've been talking about Our Lady of Perpetual Help. You said St. Alphonsus in Rome. Of course, right away I went to look that up. I'm going to try to make a stop over there. I've been sharing with people. My trip is coming up. I'll be taking prayers there. And it is with Our Lady. She yearns for us to be close to her son. And so oftentimes for people, while it is difficult for us to place ourselves before Christ for all of the hurt that we have on our heart, oftentimes it is through Mary that people find solace, that they find sanctuary. And as a mother does, she wraps us up and then she urges us to go to her son. Kind of share your thoughts about Our Lady and how she yearns for us to be close to her son.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And it's not as if, you know, if you can't go to Jesus or go to Mary, it's kind of second best. This is very much how our Blessed Lord wills things. We've just had recently, you know, this beautiful season of Lent and the rich Passiontide and Holy Week and then Easter. And, you know, one of the last things we heard from our Lord before he died was, woman, to, you know, the words of our Lord from the cross to his mother, woman, behold your son, and to John, son, behold your mother. And we read that John, from that moment, John took her, took Mary into her home, into his heart. So it's very much, the will of our Lord, that we go to Mary, we accept her as our mother, we go to her in all our needs, and she's a queen as well, and the queen mother, you know, scripturally was very powerful. The queen mother would sit next to the king and present petitions to the king. Often the king would seek the consent of the mother before enacting laws. So it's very much part of divine providence that we have a mother in heaven to whom we should turn. And because we received our Lord himself physically through his mother, we all graces from him come through his mother. You know, so she's the mother of all graces. She's the mother of mercy. In fact, I think Pope Francis had that kind of little insight. You know, if one of the names of Jesus is mercy, well then, if Mary is the mother of mercy, well, Mary is the mother of Jesus. So mercy is the name of Jesus. It's very, 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 very. It's essential, really, for our Christian life. I often remind people, it's not original, of course, that no one can love Mary as much as her son did. And we're supposed to be like her son in everything. We're supposed to be like Jesus in everything. So he wants us to be like him in his love for his mother, too.
Amen. 888-823-5286. That is the number that person just called. Who will go with them? Who will hear Our Lady of Perpetual Help's message? Who will listen to Our Lady urging you closer to our Lord? 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. I love that. Mater Dei Radio. This is Our Lady's radio station. Patrick.
Yeah. K. Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
That's it. KMME.
And the transmitter is high above Cottage Grove. It's actually on a bluff above the city. And you can see the view up there, and I can look it out, and I can see the church from up on that peak. And it's just neat the way the whole city kind of rolls out in front of us from that peak. But I will tell you, in the middle of some forest land out there, and whenever it snows or the wind is heavy, the electricity goes out. And we have to go down with our engineer here from Portland to get back on the air with his help. And there's some expenses associated with that. So to stay on the air in that southern part of the valley, there are some expenses, and we really need your help to help cover those and some of the other operating issues that we have down there. But it's quite an adventure to reach that transmitter site. And the view is magnificent, but I keep looking over my shoulder expecting to see Bigfoot. That's kind of the terrain out there.
We were able to upgrade some of the equipment to the translator out there recently.
That's
too.
Absolutely right. We put in some a new filtering system, I guess, toward the end of the last October, somewhere in that area, and helped the signal immensely. So what it is we've got the transmitter in Cottage Grove, and we've got the translator in Eugene. So one picks up the signal from the other and rebroadcasts it, so it extends that signal, and we cover that whole metropolitan area with two different frequencies down there, and it goes all the way up to Albany.
Wow.
So you can carry it all the way from just south of Cottage Grove all the way up to Albany with that footprint we have. But it's because of the generosity of our listeners in that area that we're able to do that, and we need your help today to keep that thing going strong for Father John and for all the pastors and all the parishioners in that part of the Southern Valley.
I've always wanted to go up on that hill, Patrick.
Oh, there you go.
I will tell you what, the next time we're out there, it is quite an adventure. And every time we go, we somehow get lost. Even though we know
surprised.
The way, everything starts to look alike because you're in this dense forest. I mean, it's Weyerhaeuser property, so it's very, very dense forest. And you get a little turned around because you're following these logging roads out there.
That's right.
They all start to look alike. Yeah.
Oh, well, I hear an invitation to a grand adventure.
You're welcome, Father John.
Yeah. Let me know. I'd love to go up there.
Oh, we want to take you up there. Yeah. You know what? And come to think of it, I think it has been a while since we blessed that up there. I know Father Gabriel Mosier did bless it I would say like 8 years ago. So we definitely need to go up there and get some grace going on that bluff.
Well, I had no idea that the ME on the KMME was Mother of the Eucharist. So thanks for that.
That's
and,
it.
And it just occurred to me, you know, we are, of course, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And I often say, you know, we need all the help we can get. But, Our Lady is not going to do it all for us. You know, she is our help, but in this matter of the Share-a-thon, she's asking us to help and, to put our shoulders to the plow. So I would encourage everybody to pick up the phone or to go online or on the Hail Mary app to do and set up a monthly giving. I do that. I have a monthly direct debit or
you sure
transfer
do.
To KBVM. Very happy to do it. And once you've set it up, you get used to it. You know, you might think, well, it's a bit of a sacrifice, but it soon works out. And so I'd encourage everybody to make that monthly. A one-off, of course, very important. But if you can make it monthly, so much the better. It helps KBVM, helps Mother Day Radio know that steady income is coming in.
Put your shoulder to the plow. I write down all of these. That's right. Our Lady helps us, but we have got to help ourselves too. And so we are calling on all of our listeners down in Eugene, Springfield, Cottage Grove, listening on KMME 94.9, 100.5. Let's keep that signal going strong in your area and give us a call today, 888-823-5286. Like Our Lady, a perpetual help, a perpetual donation. And it doesn't have to be a lot, but it is something that we can count on here at Mater Dei Radio month after month. What portion can you take? We had a $3,000 goal, and we know the phones haven't been kind of quiet here. We haven't been getting those dings on the line, so we need to start kind of climbing this hill. Like we said in the first hour, we want to be able to do all that we can for this hour, so that way our next hour goals are all that much easier to attain. 888-823-5286, online, materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Wonderful Wednesday. Wednesday is a day dedicated to St. Joseph. And while they're at Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Mary is there. But St. Joseph, Father Boyle, a perpetual aid to the Holy Family and to all of us.
Yes, and we have great devotion to him here as well. In fact, not so long ago, a parishioner, it was during the year of St. Joseph, a parishioner kindly donated a new statue of St. Joseph to the church. So we've got a nice little devotional corner in the church with Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and of course St. Joseph there as well. Also the Divine Mercy, and recently the Holy Face of Jesus as well, because I think you picked up on the fact that we had a mission just at the beginning of Lent, based all about the Holy Face of Jesus, which was very, very moving.
888-823-5286. We just heard the phone ring there in the background. We need to hear it ring some more, please, so we can catch up and take full advantage of these matching funds that are on the table. So please prayerfully consider what amount you can give and know that that gift is going to be doubled. Dollar for dollar, up to $3,000. We're running out of time. We have to hit this goal. In fact, I think we're going to go to break here and give you that opportunity to make that phone call so that you don't miss anything that Father Boyle has to say. So 888-823-5286 or go online. Never a busy signal at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Back with more right after this. 888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286, or materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. If you're listening down there in Cottage Grove, we would love to hear from you. If you're listening to KMME, pick up the phone and call, 888-823-5286, and know that your gift is going to be double. Father Boyle, the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help down there in Cottage Grove. And Father, with our theme being Renew Your Hope, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think we've seen very hopeful signs recently, you know, with the people coming into the church, huge numbers in across the Archdiocese, and had a nice little small group here, but for people who've discovered the faith and gives them meaning to their lives, and some have been searching for longer than others, we're placing our trust in our Lord. You know, he has guaranteed that he'll be with his church until the end of time, but he's also with us in every moment. And you know, I find my own experiences that whatever, you know, things I might be going through, some, you know, the life is full of joys, of course, but it also has its challenges and its crosses. I just turn to our Lord, and I go to him in prayer, and I get that reassurance that everything will be well. All things will be well. And I think when I place my trust in our Lord, I find other things happen in the parish. Things happen here, not because I do them, because I can't do them, but people respond, and people respond with their hope and confidence that if they're faithful and if they do respond to the call of God in their lives, then many other things happen. And then there's a kind of snowball effect, really, because people see good things happening, and then that builds up hope and confidence and joy. And so more and more people come on board and want to share the gospel with one another and out in the world as well.
Amen to that. Yeah. Oh, we are sharing that to all parts of the world too, on Mater Dei Radio, on the Hail Mary Media app. We have shared the story too before of some of our seminarians who are studying abroad. They are at North American College or doing different types of immersion programs. And they said, you know, when I feel a little kind of that yearning for home, well, they get the Mater Dei Radio app or go online and they listen to our message. And where else are you going to hear that message than Mater Dei Radio in a world so in need? Father Boyle, it has just been such a wonderful time talking with you today, and we appreciate it so much. So maybe one more time, can you call out to the people down there in Eugene, Springfield, and especially Cottage Grove? Tell them why they need to call and donate to Mater Dei Radio today.
Yeah. You know, people often tell me, oh, I heard this on Mother Day Radio, or I heard that on Mother Day Radio, or I came to the church. So it's very important. And so I'd encourage people, especially, you know, to support the local transmitter and translator here. Because it's because of those instruments that they can receive the message, and that others, not just in the immediate vicinity, but far away, can receive it. So I'd really encourage you to call in, 888-823-5286, or on the Hail Mary app, or on the website, and make your donation, which will be matched, which will be doubled.
All right. Thank you so much, Father Boyle. We are going to get that phone ringing. We thank you for your time this hour. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Yes, sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, we ask you to pray for us. We entrust this ministry to your powerful intercession under all the titles that you deserve. Perpetual Help, Guadalupe, Good Counsel, Mother of Christ, Mother of the Church, we ask you to watch over this ministry and inspire generosity in people's hearts. And we ask through your intercession that God would bless this ministry in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and would bless all who work for it and all who listen to it. Amen.
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 Thank you, Father Boyle, so very much for your time today. And I'll be sure to put a sticky note on Patrick's computer so that way he remembers to come pick you up next time he's going to be in Cottage Grove. You can bless that translator for us down there. Thank you so much.
That would be a lot of fun. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Father John Boyle, the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help down there in Cottage Grove. And if you are a fan of KMME down there, we need to hear from you. We've got 14 minutes left, and we have matching funds on the table. Dollar for dollar, we are going to match your gift up to $3,000, but you got to call 888-823-5286, or you can go online, materdeiradio.com. We'll be matching those gifts as well. Or if you use that free Hail Mary Media app, we'll double it as well. But you got to make the call, got to make the effort, got to put your shoulder to the plow.
Shoulder to the plow. Wow. Do plows come in different sizes? Because I imagine my plow would be a whole lot smaller than your plow, Brian.
Well, I would hope so, because if I have to bend over and push your plow, I'm going to throw out my back.
Yeah, and you'll end up just facing the mud.
Right.
Probably, too. It's a pretty long way down here,
I'd imagine the plows are kind of like crosses in terms of everybody has their own.
Mine is little tiny cross.
Yeah, mine's big. Big cross.
It is a wonderful Wednesday here at Mater Dei Radio. The church dedicates each Wednesday to St. Joseph. And St. Joseph, the protector cross and prayer card, is waiting for you. The first 50 gifts today of $120. We're going to send this to you. And it is designed to inspire the vocation of fatherhood. Now, the natural wood cross provides comfort during prayer with the etched words, "Saint Joseph, pray for us," right there on there. Now, the prayer card showcases an inspirational quote from Saint John Paul II and the novena prayer to Saint Joseph. It's such a wonderful gift. We've been talking about the prayer shawls. What a wonderful gift that might be for Mother's Day coming up. Somehow fathers, though, their day is there, but it's like, okay, it comes later. No, it is so important to be able to lift up our fathers and our husbands, and it's such a beautiful gift. If you want to make a donation, we would love to send this gift to you. Again, I made that, put that image out there. We've been thinking about the Holy Hour, praying in front of the Eucharist during this Eucharistic revival, for a father to have this cross. And the way that it is designed, it's meant to be held in the hand. That's what this prayer cross does. So just think about our fathers needing strength, going to St. Joseph, who also needed strength. And he didn't always understand what God was calling him to do, but he knew he had to protect the Holy Family. He had to protect the Christ child and Mary, and he had to do the will of the Lord. And I think many times all of us think that, but our fathers think that, especially protecting their young families. You don't always know what to do. You don't always know what the right decision is, but you know you must follow the will of the Father. So I think this is just a beautiful gift that we would love to send you today.
And just in time for this feast day, St. Joseph the Worker's coming up on May 1st. So, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, just in time.
Yeah, absolutely. St. Joseph is such a great model for men and just for Christians all around the world. Great man of discernment, constantly attentive to the will of God and listening to him. And, of course, a man of action. Once that discernment period is over, going out and doing what you're told and doing it faithfully and doing it steadfastly. And of course, calling back to our favorite saint, St. Pope John Paul II, not being afraid when he's out doing that too.
Don't be afraid. That's right. And remember, he said, we are Easter people. Alleluia is our song in this Easter season. It is wonderful to sing that Alleluia. Of course, Saint the Blessed Virgin Mary, our North Star, Our Lady Star of the Sea. That prayer shawl is gone.
Somebody has
taken that beautiful Star of the Sea prayer shawl that is yours with a donation of $750 or more. We just give a very special thanks to the Prayer Shawl Ministries of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in Camas, and of course the St. Cecilia's Catholic Church Prayer Shawl Ministry. They were taking care of us last night. The ladies there from St. Cecilia's and that prayer shawl ministry provide these for us. So if you want one of those prayer shawls, please, a donation today, $750 or more. You can go online and look at those. You need to let the volunteer on the other end of the phone know which one you want, or put that information in the notes and we will be sure to send that along with you. So, wow. So we know that some, even though the phones haven't been ringing, we have been getting those donations, have been coming through. We don't have an update yet, but we know that there is still more money to be matched this hour. What portion can you take? 888-823-5286. Look, I am looking out the window here. In the morning, I can see that it is stop and go traffic heading into the city. If you are coming from Beaverton, Tigard, up into the city, you've got a moment. You do. You have a moment. Top off your coffee, right? Get all your things together. Grab your phone. I had to run back inside my house this morning because I left my phone on the charger. Got to have our phones. I understand that. If you have to have your phone, you have to have the Hail Mary Media app. So download it. Make your pledge. You're not going to lose any time. You know, you're not going to lose
going
any
anywhere.
Time at all coming into the city. So please make your pledge on this beautiful morning. Perhaps maybe you're heading out on your morning walk. Boy, I know that if I were home, I'd want to be walking in this beautiful, glorious sunlight we have this morning. Take a moment. Download the Hail Mary Media app. Make your pledge. And then under audio prayers, scroll through that. You'll find the rosary. And then it'll tell you which day you need to pray today. And then pray the rosary with Archbishop Sample.
It's beautiful. 888-823-5286. April 10th is National Siblings Day. So I would encourage you to make your donation to Mater Dei Radio and then get on the phone and let your siblings know that they need to make their pledge to Mater Dei Radio. And if they haven't already done so, to download that Hail Mary Media app. Like my younger brother, who just celebrated his 50th birthday. He lives in Southwest Montana, so obviously outside the range, the listening area, but he could download that Hail Mary Media app, listen to his big brother on the radio, and make a call, make a pledge of support. So with National Siblings Day being today, let's ring up your brothers and sisters and let them know that Mater Dei Radio needs their help. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. 5286 or go online, MontredayRadio.com. The Hail Mary Media app, it's absolutely free to download. And yeah, we need some phone calls here in the final 7 minutes of this hour, because up until now, we have hit every goal of Spring Share-a-thon thanks to your help. We are so incredibly blessed and humbled by the outpouring of support that we have received the last 2 days. But today is Wonderful Wednesday. We're almost halfway through the Share-a-thon. We don't want to trip and fall now.
That's right. I'm going to just pray in my heart to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. There is a person who is listening right now who Mary is speaking to you. God has blessed you in a way you are able to make a pledge to Mater Dei Radio right now. And maybe you're feeling that Mary is urging you. Please help out our radio station. We need to keep this radio station going. It's been 34 years. For 34 years in the Portland metro area, we've been able to add down south, Eugene, Springfield, Cottage Grove. We stretch up north into Vancouver, Clark County, as far as Castle Rock. I mean, that is a long way up there. And in fact, even our good friend Dina Marie Hale, she put in a special antenna in her house in Longview, because she said, while I get it in my car, inside the house is a little bit more difficult. They had added an antenna so she can listen to Mater Dei Radio up there. I mean, we are stretching wide. We are stretching far to the north and down into the south. We are asking you today to pledge in whatever amount you can. Thank you so much for that online pledge.
Now, I know my younger brother and I, we enjoy a good brew. And so think this would be something, going back to National Siblings Day, that if you have a brother or a sister who enjoys a tasty beer, go in halvesies on this incredible opportunity. Perfect. At Backwoods Brewing Company. So for $100 a month, but you could split that, $50 each, to Mater Dei Radio, you and a guest, or you and your brother or sister, you could enjoy this private gathering at Backwoods Brewing Company, their new location in downtown Hillsboro. It's a beautiful building that has a rooftop patio.
Ooh, this is going to be fun. A great event. I'm looking forward to this for sure.
Yeah, so get on the phone and either get a friend or, like I said, your sibling, with it being National Siblings Day, and say, hey, let's go and have these on this. $50 each a month, and we get to enjoy this incredible event with Steve Waters and his story that he has been able to share here at Mater Dei Radio. And that's the thing. We all have a story. You have a story. Brenda has a story. Eric has a story. Mine's boring, but I have
you
one.
Have it's a story. Not. Brian has a
Brian has
story.
A story.
For sure, yes.
But the place you hear these stories, and we've heard 2 days filled with them, and I know today is going to be no different, but these beautiful, inspiring, tremendous testimonies that have been shared across these blessed airwaves for 34 years. This is the place for hope. We are renewing your hope this Spring Share-a-thon, and if you've heard anything in the last couple of days that has touched your heart in any way, take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit that says, I need to get involved. I need to invest in this, because I am spiritually fed through this radio ministry, and I want to invest in it, because we invest in what we believe in. You know, we pay for those things that we value, and hopefully you find value in Catholic radio. So we need to hear from you as time is running out. Know that your gift is going to be doubled if you call here in the next 3 minutes, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286 or materdeiradio.com. We heard the little ding there a few minutes ago. That was an online gift, either materdeiradio.com, or they use the Hail Mary Media app. We've got to hear from you here in these final minutes.
That's right, yeah. And I just want to go back to something that that Father John Boyle, he was our guest during this hour, representing Cottage Grove, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and he mentioned some of those final words of Jesus on the cross when he entrusted his mother to the disciple he loved. Just want to give a bit of little historical context to that as well. It was during that time that the most vulnerable people in biblical times were orphans and widows. And so we know historically that Saint Joseph passed before Jesus's public ministry and his death on the cross. And so when a woman was an orphan, she relied upon her children to take care of her. And after Jesus' death and then eventual resurrection, Mary needed somebody to take care of her and to provide for her. And so she was entrusted to the disciples. And we're entrusting you right now with Our Lady's radio station here in the Pacific Northwest. Take her in and care for her. We're relying on you. Jesus has entrusted his mother to us. She is our mother, and we need to take care of her, and we need to take care of the things that we entrust to her. And you can help do that right now. 888-823-5286. We need you. She needs you. Do it for her during the final minutes of this hour.
888-823-5286. Now, we've been saying that phone number a lot. You know the number. You do know the number. So what we need you to do is just to grab your phone and call that now. Whatever portion you can help us this hour, it will be matched dollar for dollar to Mater Dei Radio. If you have $10 a month to give, well, it becomes $20 a month to Mater Dei Radio. In fact, Mater Dei Radio doesn't even have to wait for the match. If you can give $10 a month, Mater Dei Radio is going to get that $120 match up front for sure. Thank you so very much. We have just got a few seconds left, so we're going to gather up all of our papers, and we're going to get a final tally. But then, oh, I saw her pull up just a moment ago. We've got a great guest. Yes, I said her. Oh, and people in the area will know well all of the benefits at Our Lady of Peace Retreat. Sister Anne-Marie Warren is going to be coming up next. So you are listening to Spring Share-a-thon.
888-823-5286. You're not going to want to miss what Sister has to say. So call now. Call during the break, and then you can enjoy this next hour of Spring Share-a-thon. It's Wonderful Wednesday at Mater Dei Radio.